know, I'd like to also say an early year if possible. That work, like 11:30? It's okay with that? Okay, so let's go on to the Gemara. Gimayne Amalcha. Meisvei, Sukkah Shigvein Lamal Meisvei Amma B'Sulu Rav Yudah Makshar Ad Abam B'Chamishim Amma Om Rav Yudah Meisvei B'Hilayne Amalcha B'Loid Hilayne Amalcha was the queen of somewhere other Aberdeen in Scotland Aberdeen, something, I forget already where she was queen of somewhere other, she was Geertz. And she had, she moved there, she made Aliyah, and she was an Orthodox lady. So anyway, Maisa Bilani Amalka, the Lloyd, Shaisa Sukasa Gavayim Esim Amo, he's Kenim Niklasim Shop, Niklasim Gaitim Lushop, Amuladova. So if you this says it's a Raya, that is Sukul Amalam Esim Amis Kosher. Amuloy, Shom Raya Ishai Sukhdurman Asukul. So what's the Raya Bachal? Amalahem, Rabbi Shiva Bonim Hayula. The Oid, call myself Yosel Alapi Chachamim. So much love the mystery of the Oid. The Oid, call myself Yosel Alapi Chachamim. Hachi Chamil, Kisaimu, Bonim Karim Hayul, Karim Turim and Asuka, came in Shiva Havu Yashid, Loy Havu Luchad Shein and Sarah Kalimai. Chit Hemu Kotin 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 Shein and Sarah Kalimai. How do you know she kept their bones? So that was Rabbi Yehuda's raya to his shita that of Lamala Me'eshmam. It doesn't say the vice of what the Chacham responded. That was his raya. Maybe they didn't think that's how the story went. Gemara later on discusses what are the Rabbanan hope. So Gemara says, so I understand that so I want to talk about an issue here which we're trying to discuss, a little bit of a side issue for us, but still it's a Shas issue. It's all like this, we saw a little bit from somewhere else and then we'll come back to the Sukkah over here. We shouldn't have a discussion. Mar says in Yevamis, Cookie Dalin, that cotton oichon the velois ain't the maskon of the halach we hold, that cotton oichon the velois ain't based in mitzvahim la frisha. That if the cotton is eating chayf, or doing it some other aveir, so the basin has no responsibility to stop him. To let him go. So Yishayim asked, well, let's say kiss me Michal Shabbos. Not allowed to have a kibbi mechal Shabbos for you. That's already Maseres Adibus. That's a special. That's deraisa. But if he's doing melacha, he's doing mechal Shabbos for himself. So the Gemara says that there's no chiyuv on based him to stop him. So the Gemara, so the Rishonim ask, what about chinuch? A lot of Gemara says that there's a chiyuv on a cotton of that a cotton shigil a chinuch. You have to make sure that it does mitzvahs. More later on in Dachman Beis and Sukkah. Cotton the lishmar of the lekeach lechilin yedelen aneya, he has to have a lulav, so on and so forth. So where did that go? Why shouldn't there be chinuch for not eating the veilus? So in Rishonim, there's basically three shitas how to deal with this problem. The first shita is the Irayim, which is quoted by Tosfos Rishonim in Yuma Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The Reim says that chinuch is only on mitzvahs and not on isur. He says you only have to mechanech a cotton to keep mitzvahs. Shayf v'lulav tilla, but there's no chinuch on isur. Mitzvah shayf is not a problem. a little bit surprised why that should be. Yeah, that needs to have on why that should be. Why is there only chinuch for mitzvahs and not for yisur? But anyway, that's the Iraim's sheet. So then that solves the problem. Katan Eichel Neveil. It's not chinuch because it's yisur. It's not mitzvahs. A katan is not blowing shofar. Yeah, you have to then based on what have to worry. But the katan is just eating the veil. That's yisur. Some don't have yisur. The halacha of Shulchan Aruch does not bring that shita down at all. But that's the Iraim. So we'll see in a minute. Maybe the Rambam holds the way. Second shita is the Tosham himself and Yom over there. That pay base. Likewise, Tosfos and Nozuch of Ches, some of the Beis, they say that chinuch is only on the father and not on anybody else. So therefore, Katan Eichel Neveilus, based on that, Mitzvah Lachlishi about it. The father has to teach him otherwise, but that's only the father. But it's limited to the father; it does not apply to, not even to the mother. We'll see in a second, and certainly not to to based him. The Mokka of Tosfos Shonim is in Gemara Nozir, which I'll tell you in a second. And the third shita is Tosfos and Shabbos Kuf Chof Aleph, and that's likewise the shita of the Ramban and Yevamos over there in Kuf Yudalet and the whole Beis Medrash of the Ramban. And they all learn that Tevarad is chinuch on everybody, and the Gemara by Kotan Eichel Levelis in Beis Mitzvah Lachish is told that a Kotan Shalei Gil Lachinuch. A Kotan Shalei Gil Lachinuch, Beis Mitzvah has to stop him because if he's Eichel Levelis because of chinuch. These last two opinions are brought down the halacha. They're in the Hilchos Shabbos. Lachlekes the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber passes like the Tosfos Yishonim, Tosfos and Nozer, the chinuch is only on the father and not on anybody else. And for the Mechaber passes that if a kid is being Mechal Shabbos, even if he's a Gil Lachinuch, so the father has to stop him, but nobody else, not even, but based on or anybody else, does not have to stop him from being Mechal Shabbos, even if he's 12 years old. It doesn't matter. It's only on the father, chinuch. And the Ramah says that Yeshayimim, that everybody has to stop him. Like the Rabban in that perspective. But once he's a Gil Lachinuch, so Chinuch is everybody's responsibility. It takes a village, and everybody has to be Mechanachim. So those two opinions are brought down that law. So what's the source for this Tosfos Yishonim? Tosfos Yishonim says that Chinuch is only on the father and not on Beis Din. So where does he get it from? So Tosfos Yishonim quotes the Gemara Nozir Chof Tes. The Gemara Nozir is talking about the Mishnah that says that a father could be madir es benoi benaziros. That a father could make his son into a nozir. So it's mechlekes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlamish. Where does the halacha come from? Rabbi Yochanan says it's a din de tzalach l'moshe misin. That's a din de reis. And Rishlokes says no, it's mishum chinuch. Mishum chinuch. The father feels that it's appropriate for his son's chinuch that he should be a nozir. So as chinuch, he could make him into a nozir. So the Gemara asks, and Rishlokes. If it's Mishul Chinuch, so why is it only the father and not the mother? And why is it only the son and not the daughter? That's clear, but it's only a father can be mad at the benoy, not a mother. And the father can only be mad at his son, not his daughter. Moses Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, then Salach Lamashim Yisina, so fine, Salach Lamashim Yisina, however it is, that's what it is. Can't ask any questions. But according to Rishlokes, so it's Chinuch, so why is it only the father and not the mother? Why only the son and not a daughter? So Chinuch is only on the father and not on the mother. And likewise, only on the son and not on the daughter. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos Yishonim says, oh, see, the Pharisee the Gemara, that chinuch is only on the father, not on the mother. So right, that's the Tosfos Yishonim's raya to this Yisoid. That chinuch is only on the father and not on the mother. And likewise, even though that's not important for the Tosfos Yishonim's discussion, but likewise, it comes out, according to Tosfos Yishonim, he's building in this Gemara, that chinuch is only on the son and not on the daughter. Yet, so other, what about the other Rishonim? So what did they do with this Gemara? Sounds like he has a Pharisee Gemara. Sounds like Tosfos Yishonim has a Pharisee Gemara. Chinuch is on the father, not on the mother. So the Chayim say two possibilities. First of all, it's a Poshut. The Lashon Gemara is Kasavar Yishlokish. Chinuch is on the father, not on the mother. So maybe it's not. That's where Yishlokish holds. Maybe Behog Gufa Nechokim. Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rabbi Yochanan has no reason to say that. Rabbi Yochanan says the father is Madri Benoi Benaziris and not the mother. It's Poshut because it's Halach Lomash Mishina. Nothing to do with Chinuch. Chinuch is on the father and the mother. Maybe on everybody for that matter. Rishlokish has to say, because Rishlokish learns that Ad Madr is Benoy, is Mitin Chinuch, so Rishlokish has to say that Chinuch is only on the father and only on the son. But we don't pass like Rishlokish, we pass that Ad Madr is Benoy, Benaziris is Halach L'Moshe Mishina. So Mele, we could revert, the other Rishonim would say that we don't have to hold like this Chiddush of Rishlokish. And the Tosfos Yishonim held that's not the machlokes. That there is shlokes holds chinuch on the father and not on the mother. Everybody agrees to that. They have machlokes about naziris, but that mekudah about chinuch The Teshonim holds is not a machlokes. That's one possibility. Or another possibility, Karnoira says it when they're in Nazir, is that the chinuch of Nazirus may be different altogether. The chinuch of Nazirus, after all, most usually when we're talking about chinuch, we're talking about a mitzvah or an iser that the child is for sure going to be obligated in when he grows up. So that's chinuch. You have to train the child when he grows up. He's going to have to blow shofar. He's going to have to sit in the sukkah. He's going to have to wear tefillin. So there's chinuch limitzvahs or li'isurim. But chinuch to be a nazir, I'm not mechanech my children to be a nazir. So who says when they grow up they're going to have to be a nazir? So this is a special kind of chinuch that the father sees that the sons would be good for the son. The father, his educational expertise, the father knows the son. He knows that this son really, his chinuch requires that he be a nazir. I don't know, maybe he sees that he's whatever it is. If the father sees, maybe he sees some salsal basayir or something. The father sees that this son will be good for him to be a nazir. That's a different kind of chinuch. That's not the regular chinuch lemitzvahs. So that kind of chinuch, Rishloka shows, that's only on the father, not on anybody else. That's chinuch lenar al pidakli. This kid needs to be a nazir. But the regular chinuch for mitzvahs and for yisur, that's not limited to the father. That's on everybody. That's the kernel. That's a very attractive teretz. Demis says already in the Rishon. A modern Rishon, this Chidush Rebbeinu Peretz now on Nazir, not the regular place of Rebbeinu Peretz, a different Rebbeinu Peretz, and he says this also. Okay, so Akapane, we have here these three Shitas in Rishon. Again, we have the Ireim, the Chinus only on Mitzvahs and not on Isurim. We have the Shita of the Tesis Shishonim, which is going to be important to our discussion by Ilmi Amalka. The Chinus only on the father and not on the mother, based on the Gemara and Nazir. So very slow. The Shalom understands that Kasover Shlokish, everybody agrees to the Chinuch part of it. And then we have the Sheet of the Ramban, based on the Drashi, Chesed and Shabbos, that Chinuch's on everybody, and it's on based on also, and the Gemara about Chotun Oichel Nevelis is talking back about a Chotun Shaloi Gila Chinuch. Interesting is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Macholos Asuras, when he brings the halacha that ain't based in the Mitzvah Mulhat Fishoi, so the Rambam writes as follows. The Rambam writes, Afal Pish ain't based in the Mitzvah Mulhat Fishoi Sakotan. Mitzval Oviv Ligroboi Mulhat Fishoi Kedei Lechanchi Bekdusho Shenemar Chanoich Lonar Al Pidakov. And you have another Ram in Chesavelos, where Ram also writes, Koyen Koton, Imboli Toma Me'atzmoy, Koton wants to be Tami and Koyen. Ain't based on Mitzuvan Olav Lafishi, based on don't have to stop him, because we passed an ain't based on Mitzuvan Lafishi, Aval Oviv Tzorech L'chanchei B'Kedusha. So first of all, just a Bashkof Rishonim, which sheet is the Ram like? Is he like the, which sheet does the Ram sound like? Rishon. Ram says that as far as ain't based on Mitzuvan Lafishi, the Ram is mechalek based on the father, based on that mitzvah lafishek. But the father is mitzvah lafishek because the father is chayiv and chinuch. So that's supposed to come from the alpidaka. But after putting, we see in the Rambam lechayir al derech v'taisves yishonim. The reason why based on don't have to worry about chinuch is because chinuch is not only on the father, not on anybody else. So that's peculiar. Lechayir that pakis says in the Rambam that the Rambam holds from the distinction of the taisves yishonim that chinuch is on the father, and it's not on based on kach peculiar. However, the Chayyim is another deacon in the Rambam, which the Briskov pointed out. The Rambam's lashon is very strange. The father says, let's say, Kotan Oichel Nevelos. So the Rambam says, Mitzvah al Oviv Ligor Boy Ulaf Rishoy, Kedei Lechanchoy Bekdusho. What word there is strange? Kedusha. What does Kedusha have to do with anything? Lechanchoy Bemitzvos. Lechanchoy Beisur. Again, and the same thing in the Hilchos Aveilos. By the Kohen who wants to be metame, so the Rambam says, the Beis Din don't have to stop him. Aval Oviv Tzorech Lechanchoy B'Kedusha. So basically, why Kedusha? The father's mechanech in Le Mitzvahs, Le Yisur. It's a very strange lesson. So the Biskirov said, that you see from this Rambam, that the Rambam also held from the Yireim Skilk. Besides, he holds both things. Yes, the Rambam holds like the Tosfos Shonim, the Chinuch on the father, not on Beis Din. But the Rambam also holds that chinuch fundamentally is for mitzvahs and not for yisur. And therefore, by rights, the father should not have to be mafreshim from the velos, and not have to be mafreshim from tumah, because the father's the chiyuv chinuch beetzim is chinuch lemitzvahs, not for yisur. But it's a different concept of the father from the chinuch and the kedusha. If he's going to be in the velos, he's going to be miskal of yisurim. He's going to get used to not being mezalzim in kedusha sakuruna. The father has a responsibility to mechanech in the kedusha. Maybe this extends to other yisurim also, but it's not the regular chinuch lemitzvos. Chinuch lemitzvos is for mitzvos. This is a different halacha. This is a different concept. The father is mechuyev to mechanech in the kedusha. Okay, not so clear which yisurim don't go into this. Like, does this include all yisurim? Then in a way, you just, at the end of the day, he's chayav from the chanukim for everything. Maybe not only surim go into kedusha. Maybe only machalas asur is going to kedusha. Maybe kain b'matami goes into kedusha. Maybe if the kid is being chayish b'shor b'chamor yachdov, maybe the father doesn't have any chiyuv to be mechanachim. It's not mitzvahs, and maybe it doesn't call. That's not called kedusha. But the point, we'll see later on going forward. Maybe we're more about this Rambam. But that's an interesting diak in the Rambam. The Rambam holds. I have to know also why the Rambam needs all of this. Once he said the Tosh Hashanim, so Shalom and Shalom finished it. The Rambam has both chilukim. He has the chiluk of Tosh Hashanim chinuch on the father and not on Beis Din. And presumably on the father and not on the mother either. The Rambam says the father doesn't say the mother, which makes sense because of the Gemara knows it. But on top of that, the Rambam also, the Rambam holds something like the Shita of the Iranian. But there's no chinuch on mitzvahs, not on Isurim, except the Rambam is that even though there's no chinuch on Isurim, the Rambam just stops there. The Rambam says there's no chinuch on Isurim. So basically, not to stop him from eating the Velos, no chinuch on Isurim. The Rambam says, well, there's not. You don't have the regular chinuch on Isurim, but an olam chayv lechanche b'kdusha. So that's a different kind of chinuch. It's not so clear where the Rambam is, what's compelling the Rambam to all of this. But we're playing it now, that the Rambam seems to hold both the chiluk of the Tosh Hashanah and the chiluk of the Yireim. Okay, so now, coming back to our Gemara about Hilni Amalka, Hilni Amalka problem. So, the Chayyim is a problem. According to the Tosh Hashanah, and the Rambam for that matter, that chinuch is on the father and not the mother. So what's your...
What's the
raya? What? Yes, so what's the Gemara's raya? What's your view of this raya? If you don't go to raya, Hilenia Malchus, she had Shivabonim Hoyola, and Sieshiloyev, it must have been some of them who were Gila Chinuch, and Le'omeludomach, Chacham didn't object to their sitting in the Sukkah L'mal Mechach. So what's the right? She's only the mother. The mother's not Chayim Chinuch. So Kol Masel also Pi Chacham. Fine, it's Chacham good. She would have asked the Chacham. They would have said, it's no problem. You're not Chayim Chinuch. We're not Chayim Chinuch. You're not Chayim Chinuch. So this question is asked by the Tosh Hashanah himself. Tosh Hashanah asked the question. So anyone know what Tosh Hashanah answers? The mitzvah of the Tosh Hashanah says in a chenani. Here's one other teretz. Maybe the father was there, but then he says another teretz that in a chenani wasn't really chayef. It was the mitzvah of the alma. She wanted the mitzvah of the alma that they should sit in a sukkah, not because she had a chiyuv. So Rabbi Kveger here in the Gilgin Hashatz, yes, he says he doesn't understand. So how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara brings a riot from the fact that that she wanted the mitzvah b'alma, so fine, she had this extra, she wanted her kids to the mitzvah b'alma. But the Gemara, what's your view of this riot? Read brings a riot from the fact that lay michu b'chacham word meicha. Why should the chacham be meicha? The ma'aseh chayiv shinat ain based in mitzvah and lafrishay. Called the meicha level is not mechuyev lafrishay. The mother is not mechuyev lafrishay. So she wanted the mitzvah b'alma. Why should the chacham be meicha? You're not doing it right. What's she not doing right? She has no chiyuv at all. Yeah, so Kegel remains with the Tzarchia. So here this phrase, she was right. This is already much today, now I'm standing with the she was right. Stipler starts, I think, with the Stipler. Stipler says this, Some of Fisher and Beis Ishai has along these lines. The Stipler says, he starts with the Gemara. He starts like this. There's a famous Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Brachos. That Memches is the Chiyuv Chinuch on the child, is the Chiyuv Chinuch on the father. Meaning, that's not even the right way to put it. Is a child called Mechuyuv Vadova Midrabban and Lamashal? If a child wants his benching, and if you might see a Gadol in benching, so if the Gadol ate Kedesh Viyav Adonai, because the Gadol is Chayim Midrash, the Kotel is only Chayim for maximum Midrabban and Alschinuch. But what if the Gadol also ate Kedesh Viyav? But what if the Gadol only ate a Kezias? Can a Kotel he might see a Gadol who ate a Kezias? The Gadol's Chayim is only Midrabban. The cotton has a chiyuv midrabanan, and the cotton we might see the gadol. So it's like this. Rashi says, yeah, the child itself is telling your size in the Gemara. It's not our concern right now. But Rashi over there says that a cotton cannot be mitzi gadol, even if the gadol is only chayiv. A cotton cannot be mitzi gadol. You know, I'll tell you the whole Rashi. To emphasize all the complications of the Rashi and Tosfos there are not so much as to give, but I'll just tell you briefly. It's not so complicated. You might as well know. Rashi over there, the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says that a gadol who ate a kezias could be mitzi gadol who ate kedei sviya. That's the halacha l'maaseh. If we're sitting and we're making the zimun together, the fellow who's leading the zimun could be only at a kezias bread. Maybe other people ate a whole kedei sviyot. So we're in the Gemara that they could be smashed in the Gemara from a story there with Shimon HaTzadok, that they could be mitzvah. That's the halacha. You could be mitzvah. So Rashi is happy to be mitzvah. The fellow only ate a kezias, only mechuyev midrabbanan. The fellow ate a kedei sviyot, mechuyev midraisa. How could a midrabbanan be mitzvah at deraisa? So Rashi is a chiddush that he thinks that the rabbanan could be mitzvah at deraisa. A very radical thing. We don't pass like Rashi. But Rashi also, Mechuyev Midrabbanan is called the Mechuyev Midrabbanan, even might see even a Mechuyev Midrais. So then Rashi asks, one second, you're telling me that a Mechuyev Midrabbanan can be might see a Midrais. So why can't a cotton be might see a Gadol? That's for sure. I can't imagine that a cotton can't be might see a Gadol who ate Kedei Sviya. Cotton can't be might see a Gadol in the Kriya Samagil and the Kriya Shah. Cotton can't be might see a Gadol. Normally speaking, a cotton can't be might see a Gadol. Why can't the cotton? It's a Mishnah Megill. A cotton can't be might see a Gadol in Kriya Samagil. Why can't a cotton be might see a Gadol? The Rabbanu can be might see a Deraisa. So the answer is Rashi. A cotton's not even a Chuyib Midir Rabbanu. The Alei Di Avu Aram Yulukin Luchin. The Chiyam Chinuch is on the father, not on the cotton. The cotton's not a Chuyib Midir. And therefore, the Brach of a cotton is not a Brach of Chiyib, and he can't even be, and that's why he can't be might. That's Shitas Rashi. Tosfos is chaylik. Tosfos says that avada a cotton is a cotton, since he has chinuch, he's called a mechuyev adava. Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara. Tosfos have the gears in the Gemara that a cotton could be mitzi a gadol who only ate a kezias, because if the rabbanu could be mitzi a rabbanu. So you see, the cotton is called a mechuyev adava midrabbanu. So Tosfos la'olam a cotton is a mechuyev adava midrabbanu. If he's a mechuyev adava midrabbanu, why can't he be mitzi a gadol who ate kedei sviya? Tosfos says because the rabbanu can't be mitzi a deraisa. If a derabbanan can't be mitzvah deraisa, so why can somebody wait a kezias be mitzvah somebody wait kedei sviya birchas hamazon? So that Tosfos is a different idea. Kol Yisrael zel lazeh works with arvos, and so Tosfos deals with that in other ways. What's nageh to us? It's very fascinating. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos over there, memches and brachos. What's nageh to us is that there's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos lechayre that Rashi holds that the chiyuv chinuch is on the father, therefore the child is not called a mechuyev adava, and Tosfos holds lechayre. The chiyuv chinuch is on the child, because Tosfos said the child is called the bar chiyuv. So you see that the chiyuv is on the child. The child has the chiyuv mitzvahs, the chiyuv bracha, chiyuv brachas hamazon, let's say, midin chinuch. That's Tosfos. Says the stipler, Tosfos can't deny that there's also a din chinuch on the father. The Gemara says in Dachem Beis, katan shigil chinuch, the father is lekeach leitchila, and the father is lekeach le. The father is lekeach leinuluv. The lot of Gemara is that the father has to daiga for the chinuch of the father brings him up leregel. The Gemara beginning of Chagiga. The lot of Gemara is that the father has to be mechanech his son. Tosfos doesn't deny that. Says the stipler, it must be that there's two dinim. There's a chiyuv chinuch on the father, and there's a chiyuv chinuch on the son. The father is chayiv in chinuch, but the chiyuv is also, but the father is chayiv in mechanech his son. But now there's a chiyuv chinuch, the son's also called the mechuyev adava. The son also has the chiyuv. So there's a chiyuv on the father, and there's a chiyuv on the son. Yeah, but you don't have to say quite in that nusuk. You don't have to say that it's mamish tudinim. The disciple says like this, that it's tudinim. Well, you know, for the time being, we'll say it in that nusuk of the disciple. We'll see. For our purposes right now, it's going to be more useful to say it in that nusuk. We'll see later, maybe. A proponent of this type, you see that at least according to Tosfos, according to Rashi, it's only on the father. According to Tosfos, there's a din chinuch on the child. The child is a mechuyav adavar. But Tosfos certainly concedes that besides the chiyuv on the katan, there's also chiyuv on the father. So there's two dinim of chinuch. Says the type like this. Tosfos, that the Tosfos Yishonim says that chinuch is on the father and not on the mother. That's in regard to the chiyuv chinuch of the father. The mother doesn't have the chiyuv to mechanach the son. The father has the chiyuv to mechanach the son. But the child itself, the child himself, regardless of whether he has a father or not, the chiyuv chinuch on the child is there regardless, because that's a separate thing. There's a chiyuv on the father and not the mother, but then there's also chiyuv on the child himself. Mele says the Stipler, he thinks that that's the pshat, first of all, in what the Tosfos Yishonim says, that even though Kilmli was the mother and was not chayav in chinuch, so why does she want the kids to sit in the sukkah? So he says, so Tosfos Yishonim said the mitzvah. He says the disciple, what mitzvah was it? I mean, he's a kohen, doesn't have a mitzvah. Like, what does Tosfos Yishonim b'chal mean? That she wanted the children to sit in the sukkah in the mitzvah, but she doesn't have a chayav chinuch, and they're potter. So what mitzvah is it? He says the disciple, no, it means taka the mitzvah of chinuch. Not the mitzvah of chinuch that she's chayvin. She doesn't have a mitzvah of chinuch. But the children have a mitzvah of chinuch. When the children sit in the sukkah, they're mekayim the mitzvah of, they're mekayim a mitzvah derabbanan of a chiyuv chinuch. The children, since she's the mother, she's not responsible for it. She doesn't have to make sure that they keep it. The children themselves are certainly not from the ancient. And vice versa, there's no arevah, so not the children either. So nobody really has to daiga for it. Nobody's mechuyuv. The status says, like, first of all, rewind a second. The disciple says the mitzvah be'alma that Hilni Malka was thinking about was the mitzvah of chinuch that the children have on themselves. But it's not a chiyuv on the mother, because she's a mother and not the father. Chiyuv is on the father, not on the mother. So she was not mechuyuv to worry about their mitzvah. Nobody's mechuyuv to worry about their mitzvah. Even they're not really mechuyuv to worry about their mitzvah, because they're ketanim and they're not bnei einshim. Only the father is mechuyuv to worry about the chinuch of the children. The father's not here. But nonetheless, a mitzvah there is. And she wanted the children should be mekayim the mitzvah. In theory, the children have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. The children, shegiyu l'chinuch, at least the son, shegiyu l'chinuch, have a mitzvah, they have a mitzvah of chinuch to sit in the sukkah. Nobody is responsible for that mitzvah. Except for the father. The father has to, but nobody else is responsible for it. But nonetheless, there is a mitzvah going on. But etzim, there's a mitzvah. That's why she wanted that they should be mekayim their mitzvah. You have to say, according to the Stipler, that we say that ain't based in the kotun oichel mevelis, ain't based in the tzuvan lafrishoy. It doesn't mean that there's no avera happening. There is an avera happening. The child has a mitzvah of chinuch. Mitzvah of chinuch means nati b'chalos asurus. We're not going like B-Ray, there's no chinuch and isur. There's chinuch and isur. A lot of the child himself has a chinuch nati b'isur. But ain't based in mitzvah and lafrishoy, because based in don't have a tzivoy, maybe based in should. You know, if they want to go l'fnim ishur sidin, maybe based in should worry about their mitzvah. But based on the chiyuv too, because the chiyuv is only on the father and not on anybody else. But Hilni Amalkos, and she had a maternal interest, so she wanted that her children should be high in the mitzvah that Betz and they have. Mele says the Stipler, we understand also, it's Yusuf Rabbi Kveger's kasha. Rabbi Kveger asked, she wanted a mitzvah. It's only a make-believe mitzvah. It's not a real mitzvah over here. It's just, you know, she's not mechuyev. There's nothing really happening. She just wanted she had this religious impulse. She wanted her children to sit in the sukkah. So who says the chum would be mechuyev? Why should the chum get involved? What's Rabbi Yehuda's raya? Okay, so no, it's much more than this. Says the Stipler, no, the Tashonim is much more than that. When Tashonim says it's a mitzvah, it means they really have a mitzvah. I mean, they have a chiyuv. The children, the sons, had a chiyuv sukkah. Nobody else is has to worry about it. There's no arbus on it. But the Maaseh, they have a chiyuv, and she wanted they should be kind of the chiyuv. So if the chachamim came in and the chachamim would have told her that you want your children to be kind of their chiyuv, you don't have to worry about the chiyuv, but if you want to, this is not the proper way to mekayim the chiyuv, because it's l'mala me'esr mam. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it's a rival, l'mala me'esr mam is kosher. I've kind of the same. Tzir and Sukkah. Based on this, this raid, Shalom Fisher and Beis Yishai and Simon Lamadal, it has so along these lines. But I don't think he's the only one to say it. Based on this stipler, you could say, they want to say another, but they want to answer another problem here in the sugya. And that's the following problem. The ritva is in the guy from the sugya that the mitzvah of chinuch has to be halachically sound. I mean, when you do a mitzvah, when a child does a mitzvah, mishum chinuch, it has to conform to all of the halachas of the mitzvah itself. You can't cut corners in the mitzvah of chinuch. Because otherwise, what's derived from the Malam Me'esr Mam? Maybe sukkah the Malam Me'esr Mam is possible. But so what? For a chinuch sukkah is good enough. So you see, it's not true. When chinuch has to be, chinuch for the mitzvah with the proper halachas of the mitzvah. The chutz it's mukhach in the Gemara. I mean, that's really mukhach in the Gemara. That chinuch has to conform to hilchas sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah brings this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says that chinuch. Mishnah Berurah says that chinuch of let's say a child should give a chinuch. You give him a luluf. The luluf has to be a kosher luluf. You buy a chinuch set. You know, they sell in the stores a chinuch set. This chinuch set has to be a kosher. Has to be kosher. Doesn't have to be kosher. You know, doesn't have to be a lemahadrim necessarily. But basic. But it has to be. Because chinuch only does one, but it has to be kosher. Has to be kosher. That's what we're missing. So the Chayyim asks from a Mordechai, which is put down by the Ramon Lahalocha. Mordechai is on the Gemara later on in Daf Mem Vav, but the Gemara says that on the first day of Yom Tov, you shouldn't be makne the luluf to a child, because the luluf will not be, the child will not be able to be makne back. The child can be kaina, because that's makne, but he can't be makne. So if you're going to give the luluf, to the child, you're going to be makne to him, so he won't be able to be makne back to you. Then you're going to be stuck if let's say this. So that's the Gemara. So therefore you have to be careful not to be makne the luluf to the child, because you should know if you makne to him, you're not going to get it back. You're not going to have lachet. Yeah, so what's the Eisa Pashtus? Is you wait to look for it? Everybody else should go first, and the child should go last. If you want to shenis, then it's a problem. You leave the child the first day, so what's going to be the second day? You need lachem the second day also. Yeah. That's why there are people who, when they buy lulav and esrog for the children, so they only buy lulav and esrog for the children who are below bar mitzvah. Not for the children who are above bar mitzvah. The children who are above bar mitzvah, they could share, but the children who are below bar mitzvah, they can't share, so they need their own. Okay, so we have the luxury to buy lulav for all the children, but today today it's also very expensive. But once upon a time, it was really lulav was echad b'yir. The whole city sometimes have to share a luluf. So then it's really a problem. How are you going to map that? If you're going to map the luluf to the child, the Yom Tov Rishon, you're not going to be able to. Nobody's going to have a luluf. You don't have to shame. So if I found the you can't. The Gedolim of Ada take priority over the children. So the Mordechai says this is an Eitzel. He says you give the luluf to the child, and you say b'feirush that you're not being mapped there. So then there's no problem, because then he wasn't kaidah. He was not kaidah. If you speak out the fairish, that you're not being makhnet, then there's no problem getting it back. That's the Mordechai. Mordechai says that's how he saw, that's how they were noyig in his town. I don't remember what town it was. And the Ramah, I think, brings it down the halacha. Brings it down the halacha. I think the Ramah brings the halacha. Here you see, so what kind of chinuch is that? If chinuch has to be with all the halachas, so here it's without one of the halachas, because one halachas that has to be lachem. This kasha is asked by the Mechaz Chinuch. Mechaz Chinuch has other cases like that, where there seems to be cases where you have chinuch that doesn't conform to the halachas. He has a tesis. Taisa says that Lamanda Omar that can't be Mamana Kotan on a Korban Pesach, he can't be one of the Menuyim. So how does the Kotan eat from the Korban Pesach? He's not one of the Menuyim, Pesach is only Nechal of the Menuyim. So Taisa says, Mishum Chinuch, you're a Chacham Ulam, you're a Michael the Kotan, even though Chorus in Israel, Chorus should be Mishum Lafishuk. But Mishum Chinuch, somehow we let him eat from the Korban Pesach. So Mishkosana says there also, what do you mean? But it's not what it's called an halacha. It's not a money on a Pesach. So it's not what the right halacha is. So what kind of chinuch is that? Yes, this is Mishkosana Shara. Mishkosana Shara is a mechalik. The psulim and the chefza are psulim that are outside the chefza. You know, Lamalim Eshim is a psulim the chefza of the sukkah. So that's nobody with a chinuch. But psulim of lachem and ilmanuyo, the chefza and the mitzvah, you're doing right. Just problems minachutz, so that's not a spirit to chinuch. It could be, but others want to, they want to answer with this word of the cipher that there's two chinuchs. There's one chinuch that's on the child. There's a bar chiyuv according to Tosfos and Brachos. Then there's another chiyuv on the father. The father is mechanech the child on mitzvahs. He should know how to do. He should be used to doing mitzvahs. So we can say like this. The chiyuv on the father is taka kishmoy kenu. It's a chiyuv of chinuch. It's a chiyuv of chanoich l'nara al-pidaka. The father is mechuyuv to educate his son. What's the chiyuv that the child has? It's a chiyuv of chinuch. I mean, we call it chinuch, but it's a chiyuv of that he has to educate himself. He has to train himself. That's the chiyuv. It's hard to believe the child is responsible for his own education. Pashas, the chiyuv on the child that makes him a bar chiyuv is that he has the chiyuv to itself. That midrabbanon, since the rabbanon wanted the child to be mischanech the mitzvahs, so they said that midrabbanon, the child has the chiyuv hamitzvah. Meaning, let's say a birchas hamazon. So a child is chayav birchas hamazon. So the father has a chiyuv that the son should bench. That's not really a chiyuv birchas hamazon. That's a chiyuv of chanech l'nar al-pidaka. He has to be the same way. He has to be mechanech for other things. He has to be mechanech for how to say birchas hamazon, to be used to saying birchas hamazon. But the child's chiyuv is tachy chiyuv birchas hamazon, because the child doesn't have a chiyuv chanoich l'nar al-pidakri. What the child has is that midrabbanon, they say that chiyuv birchas hamazon applies to the child. L'chaimim kaim humukh Tosfos holds in brachos and ches that the child can be mitzi gadol birchas hamazon if the gadol only ate a kezayis, because the rabbanon could be mitzi the rabbanon. The child's called the bar chiyuv. If the child's a bar chiyuv, that means he has the same chiyuv as the gadol. So the gadol's chiyuv is chiyuv birchas hamazon. The gadol ate a kezayis has a chiyuv midrabbanon or birchas hamazon. So if the child can be mitzi him, then the child's chiyuv must not just be a chiyuv of education, but he has a chiyuv of birchas hamazon. So therefore, so we can say like this: the child's chiyuv is a chiyuv. Let's say in Agamor, it's a chiyuv sukkah. The child, since he's a gil chiyuv, midrabbanon is chayav in sukkah. If he has a chiyuv sukkah, that has to be a sukkah kedima. Just like a gadol, if he eats in a sukkah, it's a malam esim, it's nothing. So a katan who eats in a sukkah, like I mean, his chiyuv is also nothing, because his chiyuv is a chiyuv sukkah. Now she'ekin the chiyuv of the father, the chiyuv of the father is just to train the child. So to train the child, so halacha is that the child's not up to learning yet, maybe that doesn't take away, he'll be mechanech him for the idea of sukkah, he'll be mechanech him for the idea of lulav. You have the details of lachem, he'll learn that in 8th grade. But it's not, it doesn't undermine, if the father gives the child a lulav and it lacks in lachem. So it doesn't mean the father's not mekayim to some degree in the mitzvah of chanoich l'nar al-pidaka. He's teaching him how to shokel l'lul. The dinim of lachem, will teach him later. So maybe like this. Where you can do the mitzvah kilchosa, so about it, you have to train the child to do the mitzvah kilchosa because the child has a chiyuv to do the mitzvah kilchosa because the child has a chiyuv of a mitzvah. But what about a case where you can't give the child the mitzvah kilchosa? There's only one lulav in town, and if you're going to be machmir to the child, then nobody in town, none of the adults are going to be able to have mitzvah lulav. So there you can't give the child the lulav kilchosa with the lachem. So the child's chiyuv fafalim. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do about it. The child will not be able to mekayim his chiyuv of mitzvah lulav. But that doesn't mean that there doesn't remain at least the chiyuv of the father, or whether it's... But there still remains the chiyuv of the father to educate his child in the idea of lulav, in the mitzvah of lulav. So for that, he'll educate him in lulav without lachem. So, but at least let him do that. So then, that's what the Mordechai is saying. Mordechai is saying, in a case where you can't give the child a lulav with lachem, So the chiyuv chinuch on the child himself, you can't be mekayim. But at least be mekayim, the chiyuv chinuch on the father, that already you can do even without lechem. At Khan, so the Fisher says this last knesh, it's built on the idea of the stipend. And he says the same the whole thing on his own, he doesn't. Anyway, because this issue is straight. This whole thing, everything I'm telling you now, this is basically, this is the raid on this. So, Rishon LeFish himself brings there in Siman Lamed Aleph, he brings a footnote that actually this whole raid that we just said can be found already before Yeshiva Shered was even invented in Rabbeinu Menoyach and the Rambam. I don't know when Rabbeinu Menoyach lived exactly, but I don't know, I have no idea, but a long time ago, obviously. So, long enough that they just recently printed him. It's in the Frankel Rambam. So, in the Frankel Rambam, they have, you know, Rabbeinu Menoyach and the Rambam. And he says, Mam is this whole stickle. From beginning to end, the stifle was so efficient. Rabbeinu Menoyach says, and he says it on a Rambam, and a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Shvisus Asur. What time is it? What to do with the clock? The Rambam is in Shvisus Asur. Perek Beis Halacha Yud. The Rambam is talking about fasting on Yom Kippur. Yes, it's in Yod Yom also. So Rambam says like this: Kotin beteisha shonim uben yud shonim menachin oisrael l'shoyis. Child is 9 or 10, so we mechanech him to fast l'shoyis a few hours in the beginning of the day. Ben yudal of shonim. Then when he reaches 11 years old, ben zochu in a keva, ben zochu ben the keva, whether it's a boy or a girl, the son who mashlim mitivay seifim kadei lechanchay b'mitzvahs. Then everybody has to fast the whole day. So this is a side issue which is mamish not our concern right now at all, which is that there's different kisayis in the Gemara when they have to fast the whole day. The Rambam's gersa was that an 11-year-old, whether he's a boy or a girl, has to fast the whole day. There's another gersa in the Gemara which is how we're knowing that a boy doesn't have, that a girl has to fast from 11 a year before her bas mitzvah, but a boy doesn't fast until he's 12 a year before his bar mitzvah. That's not our concern. That's different kisayis in the Gemara. But Rabbeinu Menoyach is medayik in the Rambam the following: that first of all, he's medayik. But how come in the beginning, when the Rambam talked about chinuch l'shoyis, so the Rambam didn't say ben zocher ben nekeva? He just said cotton is a zocher normally. The Rambam said cotton ben tespe ben teisha shonu ben yud shonu mechan chenoisi l'shoyis. Then when he gets to Yud Aleph, to an 11-year-old who fasts all day, so there the Rambam stresses ben zocher ben nekeva misanu mashlim. Then hence diuk number two, that's not a strong diuk number two is that the Rambam stresses by Ben Yud Aleph, the Rambam stresses misanu mashlim midivrei seifrim kdei lechanchei b'mitzvos. In the case of in Taina Shoyis, the Rambam did not say midivrei seifrim. Okay, that's like a less strong deal, but something. Says Rabbeinu Menoyach, all these diukim you could deny. You could say Ben Zochem in the cave is going on both, or you could say like this. Maybe you could say even more pashut. You could say Ben Zochem in the cave. The Rambam means to say lapuke. You might think, you know what do you mean? Why should a boy and a girl be the same? A year before Bar Mitzvah should translate into a year before Bas Mitzvah, like we do. Rambam says, no, I don't hold that way. Ben Yud Aleph Shonim, Ben Zocher, Ben Nekeil. Maybe Ben Tes, Ben Teisha Shonim, Ben Yud Shonim, we didn't have to say it. Maybe you only have to say it when you got to Ben Yud Aleph. Maybe you could say Al Derech Zeh. I'm saying the Rabbeinu Noach's diukim over here are not, it's not like there's no wriggle room to get out of it. But nonetheless, Rabbeinu Noach has these diukim. And he says the following. Zok Rabbeinu Noach, the trei chinuchi yehavu. There's two different kinds of chinuch. The lashon trei chinuchi yehavu is the lashon of the Gemara by the sugi of Taina Shoyis. The Gemara of the Chara just means there's a chinuch b'shoyis and there's a chinuch b'misana kol hayom. Rabbi Menoyach says no. There's trei chinuchi. There's fundamentally two different kinds of chinuch. There's one chinuch of chinuch l'shoyis. He says that's not a chiyuv midrabbanon in the tainus of Yom Kippur. That's a chiyuv ala'av lehargil bonov kidichsiv chanoich lenar al pi darkei. That's a chiyuv of education, training. Father has to train the child. Chanoich lenar al pi darkei. But that's not a chiyuv tainus, because it's not a tainus. It's only shoyis. V'al chinuch zeh omu benozir shu beben b'lo b'bas. The chinuch that's on the father He's that's the Gemara Nosir, because of Reish Lakish, that the chiyuv of the father can be mechanech his child to be a Nosir. It's not a chiyuv Nazir, his child doesn't have a chiyuv to be a Nosir. But the father wants to train the child, he thinks that it's good for his education to be a Nosir. That's chiyuv, the Gemara says, I'm the father, and he goes like the Tosh Yishon. We already saw the Rambam holds like the Tosh Yishon. The chiyuv of chinuch is we saw in Macholas Asuris. The Rambam holds like the Tosh Yishon. The chiyuv of chinuch by Macholas Asuris, like Yishon and the Bailey. The Rambam says, parents, I'm the father, not anybody else. So says the Rabbeinu Noach, the chiyuv on the father of Chanech and Aral Pidakoi is a chiyuv on the father, not on the mother. Not on other people. And it's a chiyuv on and just like it's chiyuv on the father, not on the mother, it's a chiyuv that the father has towards his son and not towards his daughter. Because that, even though the Ram didn't say that in Machalas Asuras, but it's the same Gemara Nozir, Rish Lakish, that says that a father is madir his son Benazir is not the mother. That's the whole basis for the Tosfos Yishon, the chinuch on the father and not on the mother. The same Gemara says chinuch on a ben and not on a bas. So therefore, says the Tosfos Yishon, this chinuch that's on the father of Chanuch Lanar al-Pidakoi, it's kind of choice. It's not really a chiyuv mitzvah, just Chanuch Lanar. That's on the father, not on the mother, and it's on the son, not on the daughter. That's one chinuch. Avla b'chinuch hasheni shemisanim u'mashlimim. But the other chinuch of fasting the whole day when you reach 11 years old, shogun by hatinoik v'hatinoikis, because their boys and girls are the same. Shezu chayvim d'ivrei seifrim lasei sa mitzvah kimishvotu, because that's a chiyuv d'rabbanon. To fast on Yom Kippur. Fasting on Yom Kippur is men and women equally. So the fasting the whole day, Misanu Mashlim, that's a chiyuv to fast on Yom Kippur. That's not a chiyuv Chanoch Lanar al-Pidakoi, that's on the father. That's a chiyuv that the child is mechuyav to fast on Yom Kippur. Midrabbanon, he has the chiyuv Tainus. The chiyuv Tainus midrabbanon is on boys and girls equally. But the chinuch l'shois, that's not a chiyuv to fast on Yom Kippur. It doesn't have the halachas of fasting on Yom Kippur, it's only l'shois. So what is that? It's just, if it's not with all the halachas, so what is it? It's just Chanoch Lanar al-Pidakoi, which is on the father, not on the mother, and on the son, and not on the daughter. So maybe that's the diak in the Ram. When the Ram is talking about Tainus Chinuch L'Shois, so the Ram doesn't say Ben Zocher Ben Nekeva. He says Kotin, because that's only a boy. The father has to be Mechanech, Chanoch Lanar al-Pidakoi, it's Mechanech the son. Like the Gemara knows here, he has to be Mechanech the son, the Ketushu, he has to be Mechanech the son to be Mesanu L'Shois. He gets to Ben Yir Aleph, that's already Mesanu Mashlim, that's the Chiyuv on the father, that's Chiyuv on the Kotin himself. And that because that's a chiyuv to do the mitzvah. The midrabbanon has a chiyuv to do the mitzvah. He's a bar chiyuv. By the way, the Ram Shita is that a katan could be mitzvah godel way to kazayas. In the Gemara Bracha, that issue, can a katan way kadesh via be mitzvah godel way to kazayas? Told us, told him, in the Gemara, the Ramam holds that a katan way to kadesh via could be mitzvah godel way to kazayas. So you see, Taka the Ram holds that a katan is a bar chiyuv in Birchas Hamazon. That stems very well. The Ram holds the katan, once he reaches 11 years old, which is the age of being Masanu Maslim, that's the age of chinuch for really fasting on Yom Kippur. That's a chiyuv on the child, not on the father. So maybe once the chiyuv on the child is the difference of Zohar in the cave. That's Ben Zohar in the cave. And that's why there the Ram stresses it's Medivrei Sefer. Medivrei Sefer means it's not Chanoch Lanar al-Pidakoi. Chanoch Lanar al-Pidakoi is not Medivrei Sefer. It's Medivrei Kabbalah maybe. It says it's Pasuk Anach. But this already, here is Chayiv L'Sanus U'Lahashlim Medivrei Sefer. That means that's a chiyuv midrabbanon of fasting on Yom Kippur, not of Chanoch Lanar al-Pidakoi. That's already Ben Zohar in the cave. In this Reino Noyach is kolal all the rate that we said, both from the stipler and from some official. Everything is in this. All these yisoidis. You have the yisoid that there's two dinim of chinuch. There's a chinuch on the father, there's a chinuch on the son, and that the chiyuv on the father is on the father and not the mother, like according to like the Tosfos Yishonim. But the chiyuv on the child is a chiyuv on the child be'etzim, so doesn't make a difference.
Pizza?
Not for us.
It's not 4:17.
Maybe somebody after us is coming and wants pizza.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, maybe just leave it. Well, we have to leave it somewhere. Just leave it here, I guess.
This is 4:17. I have to set it up and everything.
Oh.
I'll wait till class is
over. Okay, thanks.
No problem. I apologize.
Nobody ordered pizza. You see in the Sabbath Menuch everything that we said. You see that the chiyuv is on the father. You see there's a chinuch that's on the child, and there's a chinuch on the father. The chiyuv on the father is tak on the father, not on the mother, like the Tosfos Yishonim, like the Rambam Machalas Asuras. But the chiyuv that's on the child, it doesn't matter whether it's a father or not. The child is chayiv himself. And you also see the other yisoid, that the chiyuv on the child is a chiyuv in the mitzvah itself, and therefore it has to be with all the dinim of the mitzvah. It can't be l'malam esrim if it's a sukkah. It has to be the mitzvah kilchaza, because it's a chiyuv mitzvah has to be a mitzvah kedino. But the chiyuv on the father does not necessarily have to be the mitzvah kil chosa. It could be even the shoyis. Tainus the shoyis. It's not the mitzvah kil chosa. It's not the chiv on the child. It's not the chiv mitivay seifim. But it's the chiv on the father to mechanic the child. The whole range, this whole Yeshivish range is really in Rabbeinu Menachem. So this, I was listening to a shiur from Rabbi Ariel Oiza in Eretz Yisrael. Here's a shiur in the Sinyan. He has very interesting things, B'chal. So he talks this through, the Beis Yishai and the Stipler, and he brings this Rabbeinu Menachem, and he says that he showed this Rabbeinu Menachem to a Michal Feinstein. Many years ago, he showed it to a Michal Feinstein. This was when the Shapsi Frankel first came out. And he showed it to Michal Feinstein, the Briscoe son-in-law, and he told it over to him. He didn't show it to him. He told it over to him. And the Michal said, it can't be such a Rebbeinu Menachem. It can't be. Like, it's a whole Briscoe race. Like, such a Briscoe word. It's a Rebbeinu Menachem. It can't be. So he said, no, I'll show you. So they went looking in the house for Shapsi Frankel Rama. They found somewhere it says, Zmanim. I don't know, maybe somebody had given it to him for something. Anyway, they found somewhere in Michal's house the Shapsi Frankel Rama and Zmanim. And he looked it up, and he was like blown away. Wow, man, the whole Yeshiva is there in Rabbeinu Menachem. Okay, so that's Moed. And then it's now that we have Rabbeinu Menachem, it's Takav Givaldik in the Rama. I said before, the Bukan Ram, not Mukhuch. But now the Mafreya, looking back, the Ram is the Ram reads very beautiful. It's Takav. The father is Chanechel and Alpidaki. The tiny show is Chanechel and Alpidaki. But then when he reaches Ben Yeralik, Misanu Mashtim, the Divrei Seifel. And then there the Ram stresses Ben Zohar Ben Akeva Misano Mashtim and Divrei Seifel. Okay, that being said, this is all within the sheet of Tosfos and Ben Amnoyach is reading it into the Rambam, that the Chiyuv Chinuch is on there's a Chiyuv Chinuch on the child himself. Besides the Chinuch on the father, maybe. Besides the Chiyuv Chinuch of the father, the child himself also has a Chiyuv of Chinuch. Meaning, we're translating that early Chiyuv Chinuch. It's a Chiyuv. Because of Chinuch, the child is Mechuyuv Adivei Seifrim to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Where he could be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Kilchasa. We can't be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Kilchasa doesn't apply. But where he could be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Kilchasa, the child has such a Chiyuv. It's not like Rashi. Rashi says the child is not a Bar Chiyuv. It's only Alei V'Avur Am L'Chinuchei. The whole raid is within the Shita of, within those Rishonim, who hold that the child has a Chiyuv Chinuch, and the Stipler added, but there's also Chiyuv Chinuch on the father. All of that, everything else is contained within that Shita. The emphasis is, in the Shita Saramam, there's a big Mevucha in Achonim. What does the Rambam actually hold on this issue? Is there a Chiyuv Chinuch on the child, or is there a Chiyuv Chinuch on the father or other people to be mechanech the child? There's multiple steers in the Rambam. I guess if you count this Rambam in Hilchos Shvi'is HaSor, there's 12 Rambams that they talk about. I sent it to you in the Maram Mekaymus. I'll just make a list. I think you could break it down into three groups. There are cases where the Rambam says that there's a chiyuv chinuch on the child is chayev. There are cases where the Rambam says the father is chayev, the mechanech the child. And there are places where the Rambam says mechanchen oisei, which sounds like it's other people, but doesn't specify the father. That's the Mevuchan Rambam. So it's really a three-way steer. So I'll just make a list briefly. The exact Maramah claimants you have in the Mechanim. But we have the cases where the Rambam says that Achayim or Mechanechim are Mechanchen Oisei. The Rambam says Mechanchen Oisei. The Rambam says it in regard to Matzah. That's Perek Bo Chometz and Matzah L'Chayud. He says it in regard to Megillah, in the Hilchos Megillah. And Mechanchen is a Kanim L'Koisa. He says in regard to Kriyishma, in Perek Dal, Kriyishma L'Cha Aleph, that Noshim Avonim Kanim Turim L'Kriyishma, U'melamdim is a Kanim L'Koisa, Avoy Nosa. And by Mezuzah, in Perek Hei Halacha Yud, Rambam says, Kol Chayotim B'Mezuzah, Afilu Noshim V'Avodim, Mechanchen is a Kanim L'Asis Mezuzah L'Bakayim. So in all those cases, the Rambam says, Mechanchen is a Kanim. Then there are two places, not counting Shvi'is HaSor that we just said, where the father talks about the father. And that's in regard to Tefillin. Okay, Galah, Elohi, Gimel of Tefillin. Kotin Shevei, Lishmar Tefillin, Ovid, Lekeach, Lek Tefillin, Kedei, Lechankah, the Mitzvahs. And Chagigah. Like base Chagiga Alacha Gimel, The Ram says, "Kotten she yochel lechay the yodei shel aviv, aviv chayav aloysa ulaharuk leheirois kedei leheirois bechay mechankei nisus." And then there's five places where the Ram says that the kotten is chayav. And those are by tefillah. By tefillah per gavul afigul. By birches hamazon. Per kano kala. By tzitzis per gimel alachetes. By sukkah. Per gavul afigul. And by lulav. All those places, the Ram says the Kotel himself is high. But that's the Shaila. What do you do with this steer in the Ram? And then we have Machalas Asur. Then we have the one in Shlis Asur that we just read, where we sort of have both. By Taina Shoyes, the Ram talks about the Fat, talks about Mechanchalos of the Shoyes. And then when he talks about Misanu Mashlim, then he talks about the Kotel being high to be Misanu Mashlim. So what do we do with this steer? So, in the light of the Rabbeinu Menoyach that we just saw, that the Shaya's Chiyuv has to be Kil Chosa, but the father's Chiyuv could be even Shaloi Kil Chosa. That, for example, Tainus Shoyes is only on the father but not on the child, because that's not the Chiyuv Tainus. That's a Chiyuv Chanoch Lanar Al Pidarka. And when he's 11 years old and he's doing his mamish fasting the whole day, that's already on the child. In the light of that, Rabbeinu Menoyach, and the Rambam in Shusis Asar, the way the Rabbeinu Menoyach reads it. So this one about tefillin, the one where the Rambam about tefillin and chagiga could be we can explain very easily. And this talker of Ariya was Ozer in that shir. Just look what he says. That is chagig. Sorry, chagig. Chagig is the easiest one. The Ram holds that the mitzvah of olas riyo, the mitzvah of riyo is only if you bring an olas riyo. If you come into that zora without a carbon, is there a classic? The Ram sheet is that the mitzvah that if you come into that zora, you don't bring a carbon, you're not mekayim a mitzvah at all. The child is not bringing a carbon, does not bring an oil for you. The child's not chayav in, he's not chayav in mitzvah, he's not chayav in mitzvah. He's chulin bazar. So the child comes before the rabbi. When the father brings the child as chinuch, lazara, that's without a carbon. For an adult, that's not the mitzvah. For an adult, the mitzvah is yerokul skulchot to bring a carbon. But as chinuch, he brings the child to the azara without a carbon. So that's mamish like chinuch l'shoyes. Shah's not really Mekayim Mitzvah Kedin. The Mitzvah's essay of Yerot Chos Chokho, the Ram holds anyway, at least, is only if you bring a carbon Oilus Riyah. Shah's not. So what is it? It's sort of like Tainus L'Shoyes. So we understand that's on the father and not on the child. In regard to Tefillin, it's a little bit less obvious. In regard to Tefillin, he suggests the following, very attractive Mahalach. We know the tefillin are also b'asach hadas. Not only b'asach hadas from tefillin. The Mechalek is showing what that means. Shita Rabbeinu Yoina is that b'asach hadas means kalas rosh. But if it's not kalas rosh, you're just not thinking about the tefillin, there's no issur of b'asach hadas. That's why you're not going to sleep. So Rabbeinu Yoina means shenis karai is mutter in tefillin. You're b'asach hadas from the tefillin, but it's not kalas rosh. The Rama holds that to be the Hesech Hadas in tefillin means that you're not thinking about the tefillin. You have to be thinking about the tefillin all the time. That's why you have to be mashmish in the tefillin. You have to be thinking about the tefillin all the time. I see why you're allowed to go to sleep. So the Chayim say, because the Ram holds that Hesech Hadas in tefillin is not an isser. When you Mesiach Hadas in the tefillin, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. When you're sleeping anyway, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. So the Ram holds the mitzvah of tefillin has to be that you're not Mesiach Hadas in the tefillin. Koton, since you're not a bardas, that's like definition of a katan. He's not a bardas. So by a katan, you can't say that you really makayim the mitzvah kitikuna, because the mitzvah kitikuna is to wear the tefillin without any hesach hadas. And that the child doesn't have. So why is Ovel lekeach l'tefillin? Kedei l'chanchei the mitzvahs. Like chinuch l'shoyes. It's not an isser. going to sleep is not in the tefillin, not an issa. There's not really Mekayim Mitzvah when you receive das from the tefillin. So the Kotan is not Mekayim Mitzvah. But Ovav L'Kayach L'Tefillin, in order to be Mekayim, Chanoich L'Nar Al-Pidakar. And that's why it's like Ovav L'Kayach L'Tefillin. It's really the Lashon of the Gemara. Ovav L'Kayach L'Tefillin. It's Chiyav on the father, not on the child. It's a very Meduyik. The Lashon of the Rambam and the Lashon of the Gemara is Kodun Hayvei Lishmar Ovav L'Kayach L'Tefillin. Ovav L'Kayach L'Tefillin. So what does Lishmar mean? So the Shulchan Aruch says Lishma means Lishma Gufay. That's the Pashup Shat, Lishma Gufay. So the Biskrov asked, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, that you're not allowed to Mesiach Das and Tefillin, you're not supposed to Mesiach Das from the Tefillin at all, not only for Kalas Reish. So the Rambam should have learned that Kotun Hayde Lishma means Lishma. Asked the Biskrov, the Shulchan Aruch, why did the Shulchan Aruch say Lishma Gufay? He should have, why did the Shulchan Aruch should have said, the Rambam doesn't say what Lishma means, the Gemara doesn't say what Lishma means. According to Rabbi Yehuda about it, means. So why didn't the Rambam say? Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch rather say Lishma means Lishma Datoy Shlo Yisiech Das Mimenu? He asked the Biskarov. He says he thinks that according to the Rambam, Lishma means to be Shomer Datoy. So Rav Isa says that the pashas Lishma does not mean that. Lishma always means Lishma Gufa. Kotun Adel Lishma does not mean he knows how to not be Mesiach Das. Taka means about it means what the Shulchan Aruch says it means. It means Lishma Gufa. That's the pashas translation. Lishma means Lishma Gufa. But the Chorosh Shveh, what do you mean Lishma Gufa? That's not enough. You need to be Shomer Daitli, not to be Mesiach Das. The answer is that a Kotan can never do. Because by definition, he's not a Bar Das. A Bar he can't be Shomer Daitli from not to be Mesiach. That's why the Chiyuv is on the Father and not on the Kotan. Because not a Chiyuv, he's talking not Mechiyuv in the Mitzvah of Tefillin. The Shah is talking not Mechiyuv in the Mitzvah of Tefillin. He's not Chayim Mitzvah Sefer in Tefillin. In Echonami, because he can't be Shomer Daitli. But the Father is Mechiyuv. That he should wear tefillin even though he's not able to have das on them all the time. That's okay, it's not an iser, but it does have to be shem and gufay, because otherwise it's designed for the tefillin. If it can't be shem and gufay, it'll be designed for the tefillin. So man, this is very gishmak. The Rambam, by tefillin and chagigo, that works out beautifully, together with the Rambam, Mishvisas Hasor, that it's a chiyam on the father and not on the child, because these attack, by tefillin and chagigo, the child is not doing the mitzvah kitikuno. He's doing tefillin without das. He's doing chagig without a korban. That's really pashut. So that's mamish chanoich l'nar al-pidaka. Chanoich l'nar al-pidaka is the father and not the child, like the Rambam in Shvisas Asur. Or the Rambam in Machalos Asuras. What remains is the steer between the other Rambams. By Matzah, Megillah, Kriyashma, Mezuzah, the Rambams in the Kankanes HaKtanim. And by Tila, Birchazamos, and Tzitzisukunulu, the Rambam from the Kotan is self-discarded. So here, Rav Arivo is there in this shtickle. He wants to use this schema to answer those Rambams also. The Rambams of Matzah, Megillah, Krishma, Mezuzah. Somehow he wants to work out that there it's also not the mitzvah keys. Either I'm talking about Kotan Shlegi Yochilach maybe by some of them, like Kriyashma, he's not sure. But by the others, he wants to say a fancy thing that the Rambam's. He goes to that. Either some of these Rambam's talking about Kotan Shlegi Yochilach, which is very doubtful. But by Matz, the Rambam says, Kotan Hayadel Lechel Kezayas Dogam. He says, well, hey, Yochilach, that Lechel Kezayas. He has to know what Matz is, and nobody sees the Chayim, Lechel Kezayas. He thinks that's an age that's lower than the age of chinuch. Right? Because the Rambam didn't say the age of chinuch. Very bizarre. Very dark. And some of them, he wants to say, it's that there is not really the mitzvah kitikuna. But kitzer, he wants to use this hammer to for those nails also. And for some reason, some of them he just says that he's told me to kodesh legil chinuch, which is doch b'atzim. And then some of them he wants to say that it's not the mitzvah, like Megillah says, for example. The Kotan can't really pay attention to Shul to listen to every single word. About it's not going to be the Mitzvah Kitikuna. He's going to be playing around. He's going to make him trouble. So it's only Chanech L'Nar Al-Pidaka. It's like a Balabas. And then in the Mitzvah, yes, it's a fancy thing. The Kotan doesn't have a Tchiyuv D'Yurim. Very, very... This already I'm not so happy with. Befrat, that I think that these Rambams, if we're going to answer them up also along the same lines, then I think we're going to go from the frying pan into the fire. Because on the one hand, we'll answer why the Rambam didn't say that Tchiyuv and the Kotan. But we're gonna run into trouble. That what? Why didn't Rambam say in these cases that it's a mitzvah only on the father? In all these cases, Rambam says it's a mitzvah on the father. That's why I divide it up into three groups. He says, why didn't he say the father? by Tefillin, by Chagigah, by Kotun Eichon Levelos, there we're talking about Chanoich on Arat Pidakoi, there the Rambam was in pains to say the father is Mechanech the Shabbat. Over here he's Mechanech the Mesechtanim. So if we're going to make these cases, Matzah, Megillah, Kriyishma, Mesudah, we're going to make them like Tefillin and Chagigah with fancy lumdos or whatever it is, so we're going to, on the one hand we'll gain, that's why you can say it's a Chiv on the Kotun, but we're going to lose, why do we say it's only on the father? So I think that the answer for the Rambam is something else. That really, all of these cases, Matzah, Megillah, Kriyishma, and Mesuzah, really belong together with Tefillin. And the Rambam holds that Mechanchen Esaktanim and the Kotun being Chayiv is Hainu Hach. Because wherever the Kotun is Chayiv, the Kotun itself, whenever Chachomu Mechayiv the Kotun itself can't really affect, he's not really responsible for his own actions. So what does it even mean that he's Chayiv? So Ram held, what it means, when we say the Kotun is Chayiv, it means the Kotun is Chayiv Be'etzem, and therefore everybody else has to make sure the Kotun doesn't miss it. Maybe I'll call Israel, maybe there is ours. Or that was the takana, the chanchan is takanim, the chiv. It was the chiv al kotun is a chiv al the kotun. But the kotun himself can't execute the chiv. He's not responsible for the chiv. He's not responsible for his actions. So therefore, lemaisa, whenever the kotun is chayiv, that means the poyel, alok lemaisa, that the chanchan is takanim. Where the kotun is not chayiv, because it's not a mitzvah kiti kun, like tefillin and chagigo, that he's not really doing the mitzvah altogether, it's not really a chiv on the kotun, it's not a chiv of mitzvah, not me to be cipherin. So that's not only on the father. But where it's a regular mitzvah that the kotun is chayiv, all these other 11 cases, they're all bechot machta. The kotun really has a chiyuv. It has a chiyuv chinuch. We saw the Rambam holds that a kotun who's benching could be mitzvah a god who ate a kizayis. Because if they're a bonu, could be mitzvah they're a bonu. Like Peshitus HaTosus, he's called the bar chiyuva. The kotun has the chiyuv. But the kotun has the chiyuv, but the mice of the kotun not responsible for his chiyuv. So who's responsible for his chiyuv? Everybody else. I'll say b'pshutei. I'll call Yisrael Arayim Zolzeh. I mean, why look even any further? Once the kotun is chayiv, so everybody has to make sure the kotun is mekayim is chiyuv. So therefore, in the lashon of Rambam, the kotun being chayiv and mechanchen mesektanim becomes hainu hach. If that's the case, it's not like the Tosfos Yishonim. The Tosfos Yishonim says that. In the Tosfos Yishonim we saw that it's a chiyuv chinuch on the father and not on the mother. The Tosfos Yishonim holds like this. The Tosfos Yishonim holds that the Tosfos Yishonim held that by kotun oichel mevelus, how come basin don't have to be mafreshim? Because the chiyuv chinuch is on the father and on nobody else. Now they were talking about the regular chiyuv chinuch of regular chinuch mitzvahs. It's the mitzvah kitikuna, the iser kitikuna. That's the mamish the iser. He doesn't have the urayim that is only chinuch for aveiros, the only chinuch for mitzvahs. Tashanim holds his chinuch for mitzvahs and aveiros equally. So not eating the veilus is the mitzvah kitikuna. And Tashanim says, but based on that mitzvah lafisha, because even though the kotun, because it's only the father, not anybody else. Even after the disciples said that besides the father's chiyuv chinuch, the child himself also has a mitzvah, but nobody's responsible for it. That's the mitzvah of Hilni Amalka, that it was the mitzvah of the Alma. Meaning, the child had a mitzvah, and Hilni Amalka was a nice mother, and she wanted her children to do their mitzvah, but she wasn't chayuv that they should do their mitzvah. And basically, it wasn't chayuv that they should do their mitzvah. So she should assume that if the kotun has a chiyuv, it's only the kotun, and nobody else has to worry about it. There's no arvus, I guess. You must hold it. No arvus on the kotun. Here, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds, if the kotun has a chiyuv, then everybody else has to worry, has to daiga for the chiyuv of the kotun too. And therefore, saying that the kotun is chayiv, and saying that mechanchen mesaktanim in the Rambam is the same thing. And it's a rebach now. Because now we understand also why we saw the Rambam by Macholos Hasuras, the Rambam holds there's no chinuch for aveiros. By kotun oichel levelos, the Rambam holds that there's no chinuch for aveiros. There's only chinuch for mitzvahs. What was his hechach from kotun oichel? After all, going back to the very very beginning of the discussion, we started off with kotun oichel levelos. What happened to chinuch? And we saw two eitzes. The Tosfos Yishonim, the Yireim says, because there's only chinuch for mitzvahs and not for aveiros. So there's no chinuch by aveiros at all. Tosfos Yishonim has a different answer. He says that the chinuch is on the father and on nobody else. In the Rambam, we saw the Rambam holds both shtikluchta, both things. The Rambam holds chinuch stak on the father and on nobody else. But the Rambam also holds that the Rambam also holds that there's no chinuch for aveiros, only for mitzvahs. Because Rambam says Kotan Eichon Leveila is based on that Mesuvim Lafishoi, but the father has to be Mafishim because of Chinuch. But Rambam doesn't say because of Chinuch for the Aver itself. He says because of Chinuch LeKdusha. Probably akin to like Banaziris. The father is Mechanech the child for Kdusha, not because of Chinuch Naziris. So the father is Mechanech the child LeKdusha. So we saw in the Rambam, the Briskov was Medayag in the Rambam. We see the Rambam holds both Chilukim. That Kotan is no Chinuch on the father, but also Chinuch only for Mitzvahs and not for Isurim. But the father is Mechanech LeKdusha. Where did Ram get this from? Once you say Chinuch on the father and on nobody else, so that's enough to finish. Now we understand Kotan Eichon Leveilus. Why add this extra Knesset that Chinuch is only for Mitzvahs and not for Isurim? Because Ram is Muchacht all the way. Because if there will be Chinuch for Isurim, then it will be Chinuch, then it will be Chinuch on the Kotan himself. If there was Chinuch for Isurim is a Mitzvah Kitikuna. You're not eating train for Kitikuna. You're doing the Mitzvah for Shleimusa, not eating the veils. If there was chinuch on that, then the chi of not eating the veils would be on the kotan himself. And the Rambam Shita is, not like the Teshishon, that once there's a chi of chinuch on the kotan himself, then everybody else has to worry, has to take care of the kotan. And acher and mechad chines aktanim, the kotan's chi of translates into an arevus for everybody. Everybody has to worry about the kotan. So then we're back to square one. So why isn't basing that for the mafresh the kotan from the veilus? Because of the chi of chinuch of the kotan. Hashanah's answer is, it's the chinuch on the kotan, nobody else's problem. But the Rambam's no such thing. Once there's a chinuch on the kotan, so it's everybody's problem. So how can kotan oichon levelis based on what happened to be mafim? So therefore the Rambam had to say that the emes is that kotan oichon levelis is not regular chinuch, because it's mitzvahs and not isurim, and the kotan himself doesn't have any chinuch not eating levelis. And since the kotan has no chinuch not eating levelis, nobody has to worry about his not eating levelis. So what about the father? But the Rambam says that the father has another halacha. The father has the chinuch not of the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself is only mitzvah and not isurim. The father has the chinuch of chanoch l'nar al pidarkoi. Chanoch l'nar al pidarkoi. That's hainishoyis, for example. That's chinuch that goes beyond the actual chi of ha-mitzvah. That about extends to isurim also, because you have to be mechanech in l'kdusha. Even the zirus is a chinuch on, which is like amazing. This chinuch, you know, if you see the thing, the boy would be a nazir, so you have to mechanech in the nazirus. So about you have to mechanech and not to eat the machalas asurus. Kedei lechanchei v'kdusha, kedei lechnisu v'kdusha. So that's really a chiv on the father, not on anybody, and not on anybody else. So the hosal kinon that I think we have, that the shittas harambam is, maybe it's all just do with the teis shishonim. I'm not going to do all the shittas now, but just the teis shishonim and the rambam. So we'll see the contrast. They're close, but they're not exactly the same. Teis Shishonim holds the chiyuv chinuch is on the father and not on the mother and not on based, and that's why called the Neichon Levela say based on the Suvim Lafishu. That's how we began, Teis Shishonim. Then the Shishonim asks, what about Hilni Amalka? So what was the chinuch by Hilni Amalka? There was no father, it was only a mother. So he says, well, it was a mitzvah. So we saw the disciple explain Pshat in the Teis Shishonim that there's two chinuch. There's the chinuch of the father. There's the chinuch of the father. That the father is responsible for the children's mitzvahs. But then there's also a chinuch on the child himself, but nobody else is responsible for that. And that's important in contrast to the Rambam. There's a chinuch on the kotan himself, but nobody else has that responsibility. So kotan reichon levelis, if there's a father, it's his responsibility. If there's no father, the kotan has chinuch, but nobody else is responsible for the chinuch of the kotan, ain't based on mitzvah and lafrisha. But nonetheless, the mitzvah of Yalmi and Leinei Malka wanted the children to do the right thing. And based on what Chacham would have told her what the right thing is, because she was called Masel also Al Pi Chacham, and that's the Gemara about Hilani HaMalka. That was the Mahalach of the Taisus Shishonim. That was the Mahalach of the Taisus. That was the Mahalach of the Taisus Shishonim in the Rambam, and we saw similar dynamic in the Rambam in Shvisas Asar, the way Rabbeinu Menoyach explained it. That when you have that there's the chinuch that when you're talking about an 11-year-old who's fasting the whole day, that's not the chiv on the kotan himself, because that's midivrei soifim. He has a chiv to fasting and kippur. That's the chiv on the kotan himself. It is chayiv in the midst of fasting itself. But if he's only 9 or 10 and he's only fasting for a few hours, so that's not a chiv mitzvah tainus. That's just a chiv of chanoich l'nar al pidake. That's the chiv that the father has for the child. That's an extension. That's like the stipler's havana of the Taisus Yishonim. But then afterwards, though, we added in the Rambam that so right then and there we had a very beautiful teretz for the Rambam by Tefillin Chagiga. Just from that Rabbeinu Menoyach, that when you're not doing the mitzvah kitikuno, then the child has no chiyuv. There's only a chiyuv on the father. Lechan kilish that he should fast l'shoyis. Lechan kilim mitzvahs. Chanoichon aral pidatay. That's the story about Tefillin and Chagigah. He's not doing the mitzvah kitikuna. He has no das to be, not Messiah das from the Tefillin. The Chagigah is not even being a carbon, so it's not the mitzvah kitikuna, but the father has to be mechanechim, has to be mechanechim to get used to the idea of doing mitzvahs. But we still have the other stories in the Rambam. Sometimes the Rambam talks about chanukah nesektarim, sometimes the Rambam talks about the katan being chayiv. So in the Rambam, I think the answer is that the Rambam holds that if the katan is chayiv, then everybody's chayiv, the katan should do it too. Because let's say, because Kol Yisrael are eating zelos. So that's already not like the Tosfos Shonim. Where the katan has the chiyuv, then everybody has to daiga for the katan also. The mashal, if the Rambam, Yelani, Amad, is poshut. If the children had a chiyuv, said sukkah, because it said sukkah tikkuna. So the children have the chiyuv of sukkah. Once the children have the chiyuv of sukkah, so mechanchin is ektarim, then everybody has to see to it that the child sits in a sukkah. Mother, father, based on everybody has that responsibility. Because once the child has the chiyuv, so kol yisrael are eating zelos, the chiyuv is on everybody. We only single out the father when the child had no chiyuv, because it's not the mitzvah kitikuno. The minute it's a mitzvah kitikuno, the chiyuv is on the child. Once it's on the child, it's everybody has to be mechanech the child as well. And if that's the case, then the kotel oichon levelos also should be that way. But if I call to Eichel Nevelis, it's a mitzvah kitikuno. So everybody should have to be mafresh the child from being Eichel Nevelis. So why is it a mason suvan lafrisha? Therefore, the Rambam has to hold also, even though he holds already from the chiluk of the Tosfos Shonim, but the Rambam has to also hold from the chiluk of the Yireim that there's no chinuch and mitzvahs. There's only chinuch and mitzvahs, not in Nevelis, and therefore the child himself has no chiyuv not to eat Nevelis. Since the child himself has no chiyuv not to eat Nevelis, then nobody, and certainly nobody else has to worry like that is eating nevelos. The father, chanech l'nar, that's a different thing. The father has to be mechanechim l'kedusha. Yeah, so I'll take one question. Then
is Yom Kippur the unique place where the Rambam mentions both the father's feet and the child's feet? You mean like, why wouldn't the father mention by like sukkah?
Because it's irrelevant. It's moot. And for this very reason, we also have a revach on this. How come the Rambam never mentions the father's feet? Because since the Rambam holds whenever the Kotan has a chiyuv, everybody has to worry about the Kotan's chiyuv. So there's no nafkamina in the father's chiyuv. Because the father's included in everybody. Everybody already has to worry about the Kotan's chiyuv. The father's chiyuv is only in a ger when the Kotan does not have a chiyuv. When the Kotan himself has no chiyuv. And therefore nobody else has to worry about the Kotan either. But the father still has to worry about Chamech Lanar al-Pidaki, that's when the father becomes relevant. So that's by Tanya Shoyes. That's by Tainus Shoyes. We're talking about the Kotlin because it's the Shoyes, not really the Mitzvah. And it's by Tefillin, and it's by Chagigah, and it's by Machalos Asur, it's by Nevelos. Those are the four places where the Rambam talks about the Harabat the Father. I would add one thing that's one loose thread, is that Lefizeh, by Tainus Shoyes, who's the Chiyuv on Tainus Shoyes on? On the Father. The Rambam doesn't say the Fair. By Tainus Shoyes, the Lashon of the Rambam was that mechanchim is of l'shoes. It doesn't say the father is mechanchim l'shoes. Yeah, so that's one thing I would have rather the other Rambam ought to say that the father is mechanchim l'shoes. Other than that one loose thread, maybe that's like very bad, that one loose thread. But other than that, we have the whole Rambam, which is, I think is b'shleimus. The Tefillin, the Chagigah, Macholos Asuris, Nevelos, those places are the fairest the father. And Ben Menoyach understands the Mechantchen, that Shoyes also, Taina Shoyes, Mechantchen, Esakhanim, means the father. That's why it's not the Nekevis. It's not Ben Zchor and Ben Nekevis, it's only the Kotlin, because the father of the Kotlin. Tzuchim Chinuch. Those are the four places that the Rambam talks about the father, because those are the four places where the child himself has no Chiyuv, because not a Mitzvah Ketikun. Once that mitzvah ketikuna, it reverts to the father alone. All the places where the child has a chiyuv, since the Rambam holds that the child's chiyuv is a chiyuv on everybody, so then the father becomes irrelevant. There's no need for the Rambam in those places to talk about the father. Going forward, I want to go. Well, the top places in Gimel Lamed Aleph to talk about briefly. The places, and then I want to do the sugya on that Gimel Lamed Aleph.